drop a new character. That's all done and over with. But I can't tell you the amount of young men and grown men that are screaming at the top of their lungs, crying, tears streaming down their faces. It's not bad to have an emotional reaction, but it's bad to live your life saturated in emotions. That's bad. That's not a good thing. And if you're doing that, I need to ask you one question. Were you raised by your mother? Because that's what you get when you have single mother homes. That's another point of surviving betrayal. This shit goes way, way, way back with you. Did your mom pull you aside at some point in time, maybe tell you what a worthless piece of shit you are, compare you to a father that she was always bagging on? Or, in my instance, the instance of my brother, you got to treat other people good. Do for them before you do for yourself. Do you know how that warps a person? There's a difference between altruism, charity, and being a sucker. There's a huge difference between all of them. Surviving betrayal means that you have to understand what the differences are.
Boom. What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. And I've said this shit before. The fucking men that I hung around with act like the very bitch that raised them. I see this shit time and time and time again. It's fucking unreal how I've seen my buddies just go from zero to I'm gonna kill myself, crying in a fucking men's room on the phone, causing fucking chaos and mayhem to the point where the bouncer's gotta break open the fucking men's room because they don't. Every time they're screaming at him, telling them to open the door, these motherfuckers are in their feelings. And I push those motherfuckers away. I push them away because I don't trust them. I do not trust them. I do not trust them at all. That they are going to hold it down when the time has come. I don't trust that they will maintain a relationship when it comes down to it. They will do everything in their power to destroy our friendship before they will ever fucking take responsibility for their actions of how they've destroyed the relationship. They just won't. They would much rather belittle you or me or anyone else in the circle rather than take accountability for the way that they're treating others or the way that they're fucking shit up. I'm telling you guys, I've seen this shit so many fucking times before. And I, for one, just refuse to do it. I refuse to I refuse to give those people any more opportunity to fuck up my life. As soon as I hear that they're raised by a single mom, I'm out of there. I'm gone. I don't even look twice. Still living with your mom? All right, bro. Nice meeting you. Got a motherfucker at my job who does the exact same thing, and guess what? He lived with his mom for 46 years. Before he finally got his shit together and moved out. behaves identical to a woman. I even called his ass out on it. Fucking argues every single point other than... argues every other point other than the point that's being made. And then the moment that you try to address all the other shit that he brought up, oh, you're not sticking to the subject. Suddenly, the accountability is all fucking flipped around back on you. To the point where you want to punch this motherfucker straight in his fucking mouth. And then he cries foul. Because he can't take a fucking beating. He can't fucking stand up like a man and just fucking deal with it. He started this shit, and then you try to finish it, and now he's all pouty face because he doesn't want to fight. He's got a daughter. This is the thing that's bothering me. Is that these motherfuckers run around dating like they're fucking women. They sell the dream, they say all the right shit, and then they turn around, fuck these women up, and then they fucking go back and like, oh well, whatever. You know, no big deal to me. It wasn't my heart that was broken. And they do this for fucking generations. Is it any fucking wonder why these women are the way they are? Out of their fucking minds. I mean, I just dealt with one myself. And what bothers me is that this chick, you know, she had a fucking father figure in her life. And from what I understand, he did more for the other two daughters than he did for her. And I guess she still loves, like, you know, she loves him to death. But, you know, the other two daughters, right? The other two daughters are married and got all this shit going, and she's, you know, divorced, alone, bragging about, you know, her fucking expensive car and all this other shit she's got going on for herself, living in a place she could barely afford, bragging. And then she turns around and says, I can't afford anything, while simultaneously stepping on me because of where I live. Apparently it's the ghetto. To be honest with you, I've seen the ghetto. This ain't shit. I've been in the ghetto. This ain't shit. So there it is. You heard it from the man himself. And I've said it time and time again. If a guy lived with his mother, he acts like the very bitch that raised him. Guard your heart.